Welcome back, city builders and urban planners. You're listening to the Level Infinite Show, and I'm your host, HJ. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of virtual metropolises with the highly anticipated sequel to the beloved city building game, City Skylines. It's going to be called City Skylines 2. It's coming out on October 24th, so grab your hard hats, lay out those road grids, and let's get started. First off, let's talk about what made the original City Skylines such a hit. Released back in 2015, it quickly became the go-to game for anyone who ever dreamt of creating their own sprawling city. Its realistic simulation, attention to detail, and modding community have made it an all-time favorite. Now, with City Skylines 2, the bar is set even higher. One of the most exciting features of City Skylines 2 is its enhanced graphics and scale. 441 tiles, by the way, which actually is a very good increase from 9 tiles in the Xbox One and Windows 10 editions of the game and the base game on Steam, and 25 tiles from the remastered version on the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S consoles. The new game allows for even more intricate and beautiful cities, and the detail is astounding. From the way the sunlight plays off of skyscrapers to the realistic flow of traffic, it's an absolute feast for the eyes. But it's also not all about aesthetics. City Skylines 2 brings us even deeper into city management. The economy and politics of your city are often more complex, offering a new layer of challenge. There's more to consider when it comes to maintaining the happiness and efficiency of your citizens. And also, well, obviously, what about transportation? Let's not forget about it. The game actually introduces new and exciting options, which I am personally very excited about, from the Hyperloop systems to automated electric buses. And you'll have the tools to craft a transportation network that's efficient, green, and future-proof. You'll also have to go in and make sure that everything in terms of future-proof is ready and optimized or prepared for any kind of situation that may arise, whether the traffic AIs have a traffic accident or any other kind of situation that might be out of the ordinary that might pop up. And now, I'm sure you're wondering about modding, because modding is very important. Well, the modding for the PC versions of the game for release has been delayed. I will note that that is kind of sad, but there's a reason for this. They want, according to Paradox Interactive and Colossal Order, they obviously want to make sure that the delay means that modding will be better experience for everybody, and that'll be optimized for console and the Windows 10 version of the game. And it also takes it to the next level. The game's developers have put a lot of effort into making it easier for modders to create custom content, meaning we can expect an even richer library of assets and gameplay enhancements. And the biggest thing ever, which I cannot confirm this, but I've heard some rumors about it, and I really hope that they do add a multiplayer mode. I would love to see that. It will be a fantastic way to share urban planning prowess with others and to see who can create the most efficient and beautiful unique cities. While that's not 100% confirmed, I would like to see that because that would be very awesome. And now to wrap things up. City Skylines 2 looks like it's going to be a fantastic sequel to an already amazing game. The improved graphics, expanding gameplay mechanics, and the vibrant modding community are all reasons to be excited. So I think you guys already know that I am very invested into City Skylines right now. I have my own City Skylines series on YouTube. So I want you guys to be prepared and ready for this game and to be excited about it because it is coming October 24th. And you guys, if you have Game Pass Ultimate, can pick it up on the Microsoft Store for free. If not, it'll be available for around $50, maybe $55 after at least our state sale tax. And that will be awesome for some of you guys to go ahead and pick it up. And it's also going to be available on Steam upon release. Now, what about console? Well, for console, it's going to be sadly delayed until 2024, but I really hope you guys do enjoy that when it comes out. As always, you guys, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Level Infinite show. If you're excited as I am about City Skylines 2, let me know on our social media channels or drop a comment in the messages on Spotify for podcasters. As always, happy city building, and until next time, this is HJ signing off.